I'm going to go ahead and invite our guest speaker for tonight. He is actually visiting the holy city of Qom, but he very honorably gave us the permission, or ijazib rather than, to come and speak and share his valuable time and his wisdom with us. I forgot to mention a very short thing about Sheikh Hur Shabiri. Of course, first and foremost, we want to thank you for taking time out. He was on a very short trip, but at our humble request, he humbly accepted as well. Sheikh Hur Shabiri, he previously resided and was the resident scholar of Houston, Texas, United States of America, and currently he resides and is a resident scholar in the United Kingdom. I would like to invite Sheikh Hur Shabiri, who will be speaking to us in a short speech, a speech about the political vision of Imam Khomeini, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق اجمعين باعث الانبياء والمرسلين Thank you. والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا الذي بيمنه رزق البراء وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط صدق الله العلي العظيم Please recite salawat all together. First and foremost, I would like to say greeting for the week that is being considered as week of the honor, the month that begins with the birth of Hazrat Masuma Salamullah Alayha and continues with the birth of the personality of our eighth Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha Alayhi Salatu Wassalam. And I would like to extend my condolences to all brothers and sisters for commemoration of the demise of a personality that was with the name Spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ruhullah Al-Musawi Al-Khumayni, that we used to call him as Imam Khumayni. And if I go back, I can remember the day when Muslim Ummah lost this great personality. The day was the day of mourning for all the Muslim Ummah around the world. Those brothers and sisters, they were being present, they can remember very well, and I have all the memories that at the moment I think that the time is very short, but I can just say one of the poetry part of one of the great scholars of Pakistan. that he, when he wanted to say resemblance of Imam Khomeini, then he said that resemblance of passing of Imam Khomeini is last of Hazrat Yusuf for Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. That he said, "U pisar gum karte budo, ma pidar gum karte." Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi was not just a personality, but can be considered a school of thought. He is a maktab, a school of thought. And that is what the present leader also he mentions, saying that Imam Khomeini needs to be considered as a school of thought. Unfortunately, by being in Islamic seminary in Hawza Ilmiya, I don't think that we have still considered Imam Khomeini as a school of thought. A school of thought, that we go to this school of thought and make our thoughts according to the thoughts of Imam. And if you look at this statement of Shaheed Baqir Sadr Rahmatullah Alayhi Qaddasallahu Nafsahu Zakiyya, as he says that Udubu fil Khomeini kama huwa yadubu fil Islam. Imam Khomeini, as he indulges himself in Islam, as he submitted in Islam completely, a total submission to Islam. Our duty is that we need to submit ourselves in Imam Khomeini. While we do not submit ourselves, so we need to consider that as a school of thought. And of course, political school of thought is one of the schools of thought of Imam Khomeini, one of the most important. And if I just give an example in the beginning, that as it's been said, Al-Qur'anu ma'adabatullah. Qur'an is a food of thought for all the people. And according to our teacher, he used to say that ma'adabatullah, that means you come to this food table and come with empty-handed. So there are two types of the food tables. One is when you come with your own food, as you know, in West, there is one of the invitation that is called one dish party, right? You come with your own dish and sit over there and eat. And there is another food table where everything is provided, right? Everything is provided. And you come over there and then you start eating. You don't need to bring anything. You don't bring your own dish. If we consider Imam Khomeini as school of thought, then we should be empty mind and come towards this school of thought. And then learn from Imam Khomeini and follow. But if we are going to impose our thoughts, that is like bringing one dish and eating at this food table. And most of people, they do that, unfortunately. Most of people, they try to do that, that they would like to impose their own thoughts on the thoughts of Imam Khomeini. They have their own ideas. They have their own schools they are following. But unfortunately, they would like to make name of Imam Khomeini or title of Imam Khomeini and use that for their own vision. Imam Khomeini has a political vision. And political vision of Imam Khomeini is based on monotheism, a monotheistic concept of political field. When we say based on monotheism, that means the slogan that was being begun at the time of Imam Khomeini, La Sharqiya, ولا غربیہ، جمہوریہ، اسلامیہ. سو دس از اے ڈیموکریٹک کانسیپٹ بٹ بیسڈ آن اسلامک ویلیوز، اسلامک سویلائزیشن. دا ویژن آف امام خمینی واز اسلامک سویلائزیشن. Although there are many civilizations existing in this world at the moment, so there is a democratic, liberal, different types of the civilization that are already existing. And within those civilizations, one of the civilization that was being introduced by Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayh, that was Islamic civilization. Although Islamic civilization is not something that is invented by Imam Khomeini, but that is actually part of ijtihad, as he was one of the jurists for the time. With his power of jurist, he has been able to bring that out as a principle, and that principle has a concept of leadership. Islamic civilization and its concept of leadership, although it was laid down in Islam, and that was imamat and vilayat. And within that concept of imamat and vilayat, a practical way of the leadership at the moment in today's world, which was being a vague concept. Of course, imamat was a vague concept that was being there. In order to make it practical, Imam Khomeini had introduced vilayatul faqih. So vilayatul faqih is the base of the leadership of Islamic movement and Islamic Ummah. One of the significant of Imam Khomeini's school and concept of political field, that he was personality, when he started looking at Islam, he had a great choice of Islam, a choice of Islam that is a fundamental Islam, a original Islam, a pure Muhammadan Islam. Islam e nab Muhammadi, please say salawat. Unfortunately, there was Islam, it was existing before. That in his statement, he said that Muslims at the time are like dead horse. Anybody would like to ride on this horse, he is going to have a ride. But very interestingly, he said that while it was a dead horse, at that time also, many of the imperialistic powers, they had fear from Islam. But when it comes alive, a living Islam, and starts running, at that time you can just imagine that how would be enmity of the those imperialistic powers. Imam Khomeini made this Islam as a living Islam. Islam in today's world, Islam that answers today's life. And with that, when he said pure Islam, that means Islam in origin. Islam in origin, that was Islam of the Prophet, not Islam that was being interpreted, the translated Islam, or fake type of Islam. A fake face of Islam. A fake face of Islam was like an Islam, partial Islam, a traditional Islam. Islam that speaks about few of the rituals. A ritualistic Islam. He brought Muslim Ummah out of that, and he introduced an Islam. When we say pure Islam, that means a complete and comprehensive Islam. A complete and comprehensive Islam, that means all fundamentals of Islam are interconnected with one another. If you ignore one of them, that means you ignored all Islam. So if I give an example, for example, in fiqh, it's been said, if anybody refuses to accept any ahkam of Islam, Islamic laws. So we have students over here, ulama and scholars. I apologize that if I am speaking at the moment in front of great scholars. If anybody refuses to accept any of the principles of Islam or any of the laws of Islam, he is going to be considered as a disbeliever, right? Because Islam is interconnected. You cannot separate one of the parts of Islam from other. That is why he said that politics is not separated from Islam. So when we say politics is not separated from Islam, when we like to look at the politics, then how we should be looking at politics? So there can be two types of glasses. Once we look at Islam through politics, another time we look at the politics through the glasses of Islam. The right view of looking at the politics is through Islam. It's a view of Islam, through that we'll be able to see the politics. But when we look at Islam through the political view, then we may be misguided. We'll not be able to see the real form of Islam. Because Islam is comprehensive, and all forms of Islam, all the principles of Islam are interconnected with one another, and they cannot be separated, inseparable. So that is all, brothers and sisters. We need to look at the politics through the view of Islam, through the glasses of Islam, that we'll be able to judge rightfully. Because time is short. Another most important principle of the school of thought of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, that can be considered as a red line in the political field and the Islamic concept of the politics that Imam Khomeini has laid down. That is standing against the imperialism, standing against those evil powers. Standing against evil powers is not something that is a political principles of Islam. It is a religious principle of Islam. So we begin our every speech by saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Is that right? So staying away from the evils is something that we begin with that. And then we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We stay away from all types of evils. And that is what he says in politics, that standing against all evil powers is one of the most important principles of Islam, and that is red line. That if you cross that red line, that you're going to be out of Islam, out of the boundary of Islam. And that is why sometimes one of the most important statement that was being written in the past on the shrine of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, that he had said that if you see that evil powers are opposing Islamic Republic of Iran, then you consider that Islamic country is on the right path. But whenever you see that evil powers are supporting, they have become in the favor of Islamic Republic, that is the time that you need to be doubtful that there is something wrong. And this is one of the right ways to look at our own, if we like to look at our personal life, that if we are supported by the evils, then we are not rightful. If we have been opposed by the wrongdoers, then we need to consider there is something good in ourselves. So, brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important principles that he has laid down in his life. That enmity with the evil powers, and that concept, it still continues in today's world. That leader of the time also, he emphasizes on this point, that when you like to have any types of debate or political debate, then you need to consider that those who are enemies of Islam, do not give them any room that they can enter to your field and they can misguide you, because they cannot be in our favor. It's not possible that they can be in our favor. How evil powers can be in favor of the rightful people? I would like to again extend my condolences to all brothers and sisters, because time was given short, so I would like to stay within the time limited. I believe that there are many other honorable guests, those who are going to be speaking today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and I pray may Allah give place to the soul and spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah elevate the place of Imam Khomeini with the shuhada, with the martyrs, and especially shuhada e Karbala. And may Allah give us opportunity that we can follow the peaceful path of Imam Khomeini, that is Khatte Imam Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.